Good evening, everyone. I will declare the meeting open at 6:06 p.m. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, and pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. I'd like to welcome to the meeting this evening Councillor Georgia Johnson, Mundaring CEO Jason Whittaker, and Bayswater CEO Jeremy Edwards. Welcome. I'll move on to item two, attendance apologies and leave of absence previously approved. Councillor Ames is an apology this evening and deputising for him is Mayor Hamilton. Councillor Catalano is also an apology this evening and deputising for her is Councillor Ian Johnson. So we'll move on to item three, disclosures of interest. Does anyone have an interest to disclose? I do. I have received one from the Chief Financial Officer relating to item 19.3, appointment of an acting Chief Executive Officer. The subject matter of the report directly applies to the Chief Financial Officer. And he has declared an interest affecting impartiality, and the nature of the interest is due to the reporting relationship to the position of CEO, and he'll be staying in the room. Any other interest?
Can I just ask, wouldn't all senior employees who have the potential to be appointed to that position have to disclose an interest? But the usual practice in the Nairn Council is if the council were going to appoint an acting CEO, then all designated senior employees would declare a potential conflict of interest because any of them might be.
I guess that's up to the individual to declare. I can't enforce anyone submitting a declaration of interest. It's up to them to make that decision. Anyone wish to make a declaration of interest? No, okay. So we move on to item four, which is announcements by the chairperson or presiding member. So councillors, this evening represents the last ordinary council meeting with Marcus Geisler as the EMRC Chief Executive Officer. On behalf of the EMRC councillors and team members, I would like to thank Marcus for his 5 years of service and contribution. Under his leadership, the EMRC has achieved record surpluses, driving circular economy-based initiatives, completed the construction of the Hazelmere Waste Transfer Station, achieved significant improvements in stakeholder relationships and employee engagement. These achievements are even more significant considering the journey we have had over the past 5 years, the pandemic, reduced council participation, and an evolving waste industry. Marcus will continue to have a casual role at the EMRC as an advisor, supporting the transition of our new CEO, Matt McPherson, where Marcus will harness his extensive knowledge, experience and considerable network to support the EMRC. Marcus, it's been a pleasure working with you. And on behalf of the EMRC councillors and team members, thank you for your dedication, service and commitment to the EMRC. Thank you. So item five is response to previous questions taken on notice, and there is nil, and we're now up to public question time. Have any questions been submitted?
None received.
Thank you. Okay, item seven is applications for leave of absence. Councillors, do we have any applications for leave? I will just ask for the 4th and 5th of November inclusive. Can I have a mover and a seconder? Moved Councillor Ellery, seconded Councillor Palifka. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, item 8, petitions, deputations and presentations. There are nil. Item 9 is confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. So can I please have a mover and seconder for the minutes of the meeting held on the 22nd of August 2024 be confirmed? Move Councillor Jeans. Seconded Councillor Ellery. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Okay, we also have the minutes of the special council meeting held on the 29th of August 2024, which have been distributed. Can I have a mover and seconder? Moved Deputy Chair, seconded Councillor Ellery. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Okay, so item 10, questions by members of which due notice has been given, and I have been advised that we have not received any questions. Item 11 is questions without notice, and are there any questions from councillors that are not specific to the employee reports? Nope. Item 12, announcement of confidential matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public. So the following confidential reports are covered in section 19 of this agenda. Wood Waste to Energy Plant Project Update, East Rockingham Waste to Energy Project Update, Appointment of an Acting Chief Executive Officer and Strategic Discussion. Item 13, Business not dealt with from a previous meeting, there is nil. So that takes us to item 14, Employee Reports. I'll ask councillors if there's any reports they wish to withdraw for discussion. No? Okay, so if that's the case, can I have a mover and seconder to move on block and adopt the recommendations in the employee reports? Move Councillor Ellery, seconded Councillor Hamilton. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Okay, so I'll just move to item 15. So, reports of committees. 15.1 is the Audit Committee meeting held on the 3rd of October 2024. Anyone wish to discuss this item? No. We then have item 16, reports of delegates.
We should move to accept that report.
Can I have a mover and seconder to accept the report? Move Councillor Jean, seconded Deputy Chair. All those in favour? That's unanimous. So item 16 is reports of delegates. The Municipal Waste Advisory Council minutes held on the 21st of August 2024. The minutes of the meeting are included in the agenda, and I'll just turn to Councillor Johnson. Did you wish to speak on the minutes, or you don't have to?
Right, just provide an update on the committee so that I've stepped down as chair of that committee, and the chair is now Councillor Wheatland, Karen Wheatland.
Do we need to move this one? No. Okay. So, item 17, members' motions of which previous notice has been given, there is nil. Item 18, new business of an urgent nature, there is nil. Item 19, confidential matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public. So, can I please have a mover and seconder to go behind closed doors? Move Councillor Hamilton, seconded Councillor Jeans. All those in favour? That's unanimous. And noting that the doors were closed at 6:15 p.m. We reopen at 7:56 p.m. Future meetings of council. The next meeting will be held on the 28th of November, if required. I will declare the meeting closed at 7:56 p.m. Thanks, everyone.